ACQ for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is K4OIM, kilowatt 4 Oscar India Mike. My name is Walt. My location is at Bureau Lake Bowen in Inman, South Carolina. Motion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles on the South Carolina border, near Highway 276. At an elevation of 3,500 feet, the repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net tonight. Please call K4OIM or net control. Announcements or bulletins for the net. Please call K4OIM or net control. Inferred. Begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give me your call, name, location, and technical intent to remain on the net for the right portion. And don't forget, Tuesday night after the right portion, and I send my net report in and close the net out. We have a roundtable discussion for all the new hams or old hams or whoever's got any questions about radios, antennas, or computers, or whatever, as long as it's radio-related. You're invited to stick around for that. There's always somebody here that's got a little knowledge that'll probably help you out. Before we get to the regular RF section of the roll call, I've got about 14 pre-check-ins on the net. First, I got a W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred over in Traveler's Rest. And he brings along his lovely bride, Miss Isla, in 4IEI. And then we got KW4TS, Mr. Jim. He's over in Pelzer. And KB2BYQ, that's my buddy Dave in Easley. And K1CJW, that's another friend of mine over in Pickens. And then we got KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. That's Wendy. Wendy is Got past Leroy, I got W2AMD, Andrew, and Andrew's in Simpsonville, KJ4UHL, that's Mr. Jack, and he's in Greenville, KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don of Piedmont, and he brings along his lovely bride, Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. Thank you for checking in and bringing Miss Linda, Don. Then we got K4OSH, that's Mr. Pad in Malden. Then KG4WMP, Landon over in Davisville. Landon, you sure are getting around. Then we got K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail down in Prosperity. Then we got Miss Wendy, KM4HTP, and Miss Wendy is our alternate, I guess you'd call it that, Monday night operator, or net control station. They swap around every once in a while. But Wendy, Mark, that's her husband, Mark W2MJB over Simpsonville. And Mark is the Sunday night net control station. And then next we got KC4W, that's Mr. Field down in Anderson. And that takes care of the free check-ins. All right, this time I will go to Echo Link stations. Echo Ranch stations and Echo Ranch stations only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM, this is KD2BNG. Good evening, Walt. Good evening, the Net. This is Glenn in Great Court, KD2BNG. And, yeah, I just have the Net up and I'm listening to it in the background. Too cold to get out in the radio to the car, so just check me in and out. Thanks.
K4OIM, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around and chat with you, Walt.
4OIM, please check in. Whiskey 4, Mike, Kilo Hotel, Marshall, Jacksonville, Florida. Happy New Year, Walt, and thanks for running the Net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
We got my friend Glenn, KD2BNG, down there in the Gray Court. Glad you could get checked in tonight, Glenn. Then we got my good friend John, KN4RJN, up there in Brown Summit. And I got you down for comments, John. And then we got my friend Marshall, W4WMH, down in Jacksonville. I know you warmer down there than it is here. Marshall, boy, it's been cold up here today. But we had sunshine. At least it wasn't cold and rain or cold and snow. All right, this time it looks like that's all I got up right now on Echo Link. That being Tuesday night, we'll begin the regular RF section of the roll call, beginning with the letters I through L. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with the letter I through L and you're through Lima, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. Good evening there, Walt. Please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. That's KG4JIA. Dennis and Gaffney, good evening to you, Walt. All the Net 73.
Yep. You and the family are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Walt, and your family. Good evening to all on the Net. No traffic, no comment.
Good morning here. First we got KG4JIA, that was Dennis over in Gaffney. And the W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid up in Fletcher. Sid, you want to plug your Net tonight?
This is W4IOE. Good evening, everyone. I call the Net over on the 146-640 in Hendersonville every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. There is a tone on it, 91.5. All are invited, and we have lots of folks come up. Well, we have several folks come up from the upstate, check in with us. We try to encourage folks to come down there. Anyway, thank you so much, Walt. And again, W4IOE we back to Net.
Anybody else out there, I through Wales, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Pam, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. It's KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and Happy New Year's to you, Walt.
For OIM. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
James is up on the mountain in Tuxedo. He surely ain't snowed in. But first I got up, KO4JKB. That's Mr. Duncan sounding good up there in Asheville. Then KK4JBQ. That's my good friend Larry. Over in Greer, and Larry brings along his lovely wife, Mr. Donna, KC4, MFK. Like I say, they over at home in Greer, and Larry's one of the fellows that sticks around after I close the net out and tries to answer all the questions about antennas. I really appreciate you, Larry. All right. One last call, can you through Lima, please? Call K4OIM or Net Control. He'll check in later here. So we'll move it up to the next group. Mike through Papa. It's the first letter. The subject of your call begins with letters M through P. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
OIM? Oh. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
I am. We check in Kilo Oscar 4 November November Hotel KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. 73 to you, Walt, and all in the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
I am. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC, Matt, Western Greenwood County, B negative and negative, 73 to you and all the net.
I had up Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, over in Piedmont. She starts that big Piedmont group off, and Miss Lorena brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and also her lovely daughter, Michelle. KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, please check you get checked in and checking the family in. Always look forward to hearing you check in, Miss Lorena. Then we got another from Piedmont. KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred. Thank you for checking in, Fred. And then we got WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt over in Southern Greenville County. And Matt is the Thursday night net control station. So if you would, please check in Thursday night. Check in every night with each net control station. We hear every night at 9 o'clock a different net control station each night. And we would all love to have you check in. So, with that, anybody else out there, Mike through Papa, M through P, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Moving on up to the next group, Quebec through Tango. Q through T at the first letter, the suffix for a call begins with letter Q through T. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
OIM. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
I am in KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
OIM. This is Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie, Golf, Harry and Greer, our Taylors. Have a wonderful day, sir.
That was that call. I got the prefix, the KE6. I didn't get time to get the rest of it.
This is Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf, Harry in Taylor's.
Now, my friend Chris, WM4S, over in Lyman. Glad to get you checked in, Chris. Then we got another Chris, KO4. K. Oh boy, what have I got here? K-O-4-O-H over in Liberty. Was that call sign correct, Chris?
Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. K-O-4-Q-L-D.
I got it straightened out there. Then, Mr. Harry, KE4JCG, and Harry's over in Taylor's. Glad to get you all checked in that group. Anybody else, Q3T, please call K4OIM. Wait a minute, yeah. Call K4OIM, Renette Control.
OIM? Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in K4OW, Richard and Graymore. No traffic, no roundtable.
K04RAX, as Mr. Jim down in Dacusville. Glad to get you in here, Jim. Then K4ROW. That's another regular. That's Mr. Richard over in Greenville. Glad to get y'all checked in. Anybody else? Uniform 3 Zulu, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
4OIM. Check in Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steve and Edmund, and I'll be negative and negative and listening in. Hope you're having a good night tonight, Walt.
OIM. In the net, please check in November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm mobile in Marietta, headed towards Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Good evening, all.
And Kilo, Charlie 4, Yankee, Lima, Charlie. KC4YLC, this is David in Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out tonight. Thank you.
KN4BWA, that's my buddy Steve over here in Inman. And then W4ZK, that's Mr. Shane in Marietta. And KC4YC. That was David down in Whitmire. Glad to get that group checked in.
This is Shane. I just want to correct the call there. It's November 4. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo.
I got it. I left out the Lima. I got it straightened out here now. Appreciate you coming back and keep my logbook straight, Shane.
I'd like to have that extra call, but I don't have one, so have a good evening, N4ZLK.
I went back to Echo Ring. It don't look like I got anybody else up there. I'm moving up to the next group, Uniform Through Zulu. U through Z at the first letter, the suffix of your call begins with the letter U through Z. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
BKP. My name is Travis Tyre, and I'm located in Tacoma, Georgia.
Your call and name and your location a little slower, please.
So, Oscar 4, Victor Kilo Papa. And my name is Josiah, and I'm in Tacoma, Georgia.
Okay, 4XB, that's my friend Tommy over in southern Greenville. He's a regular check-in. Appreciate you, Tommy. And then KO4BKP, I hope I pronounced that name right, Josiah. And he's in Tacoma, Georgia. I believe it's the first time you've checked in with me. We hear every night at 9 o'clock a different net control station each night. And we would appreciate you coming around and checking in wherever possible. Kilo 4 Queen Zulu, please call K4OIM or net control. Coming up next group now. Alpha through Delta, A through D. If the first letter, the suffix you recall, begins with letter A through D, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. Good evening, Walt. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Go. This is Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel and Taylors.
So I am. Oh, please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. No traffic, no comments. Good evening to everyone on the net.
OIM. Evening, Walt. Please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4B. LH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
We got W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave over in Greer. And Dave is our net manager. He's wanting to make sure he's got somebody here to call the net each and every night for you. And he does one heck of a job because sometimes things come up at right the spur of the moment and somebody can't call the net. They've always got somebody to pick it up or he'll do it himself. We appreciate you, Dave. Then I got KI4BTY, that's Daniel over in Taylor's. These Daniels are getting a lot of Daves on here. Quite a few Daniels here lately, but we're glad to have you, Daniel. And then my good friend, Jerry, N4DJC over in Anderson. Glad to hear you back on here, Gary. I don't hear you that often anymore. And then KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt over in Southern Greenville. Thank you for being a regular, Kurt. I always look forward for you to check in. So that takes care of that. Anybody else, Alpha through Delta, please call K4OIM or net control.
OIM. Please check in KO4CEF, Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. This is Andrew and Emin across the pond from you, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
This Alpha through Delta group's getting shorter and shorter each week. We need to get some new hams in here. But the last name starts with A through D. Then we got the KO4CM. That's my friend Andrew. Right across the pond here, about stone throws distance from each other. You sounding good tonight, Andrew. Appreciate you checking in. One last call, Alpha 3 Delta, please call K4OIM or net control. It's up to the Liver Patient Group now. Echo through Hotel, E through H. Hit the first letter. The suffix you can call begins with the letter E through H. Please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That is Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight. KO4HKX.
4OIM. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is the 12-mile river tonight, Walt. and I'll be in for comments after the comment section. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Walt.
4 OIM. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Chandler, North Carolina. Good evening, Walt. Glad to hear your voice is getting better. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Walt. Ski 4, Hotel India, W4HI. Name's Bruce, B-R-U-C-E. And we're located in Seneca. Negative and negative. Thank you.
Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
I forgot up, KO4 HKX, that's my buddy Patrick up in Penrose. Sound good, Patrick. Then my good friend Chad, KO4 NUE, and Chad's over on 12 Mile River. And Chad is one of our alternate net control stations. And it picks up usually on Saturday or Sunday or whenever Dave needs him. Thank you, Chad. Thank you for what you do for the net. And I hadn't heard Miss Anna yet. And then we got KC4 EZN. That's my good friend Harry up in Canada. W4HI Bruce over in Seneca. I believe it's the first time I've heard you check in, Bruce. We're here every night at 9 o'clock with a different net control station each night. And we'd all love to have you check in whenever you can. And then we got my friend Gene, W4FHJ over in Taylor's. Glad to get you checked in, Gene. E3H, echo through hotel, please call K4OIM or net control. Like I got somebody else up on Echo Link. Echo Link station and Echo Link stations only. Please call K4OIM or net control. Stations. Or you want to check into the 2-meter net? Or just monitor, please call K4OIM or net control. But they are just monitored now. So at this time, I'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z at the first letter. Suffix for call begins with the letters A through Z. Please call K4OIM or net control.
Ma'am. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain now in Tuxedo, North Carolina. We had a club meeting tonight, so got in late. I'll be negative and negative, though. We'll say 73s for each one of you.
Hey, good in the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4 LAO, Jim and Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative, and thanks for calling the net tonight. 73 to everyone.
James, when I called, I threw ill. I was wondering why you didn't pop in there. That is KK4JFO. That's my buddy James up in Tuxedo. Yeah, I've called this net long enough that I know when somebody is away from the net, it makes you wonder if the way things are going today with this COVID thing, if they're out sick or whatever, but glad to get you checked in, James. And then we got KO4LAO, that's Jim, up in Traveler's Rest. And Jim, be sure and check in tomorrow night with Gary, because you got the door prize tonight. It was my number 50. Appreciate you checking in with me tonight, Jim. Anybody else out through Zulu, please call K4OIM or net control.
Four check-in KF4KYI. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India. This is Tom in downtown Greenville. No traffic and no roundtable. Thanks for calling the net.
That is KF4KYI. That's Mr. Tom over in Greenville. Pretty sure that's the first time you checked in with me, Tom. We hear every night at 9 o'clock, different net control station each night. And tomorrow night, Wednesday, Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, he'll be calling the net. And after he does the roll call, he has a swap net, or swap meet, whatever you want to call it, but if you want to buy, sell, or trade any kind of radio equipment, be sure and check in with Gary tomorrow. Appreciate you checking in, Tom. Anybody else? Alpha 3 Zulu, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. And Kilo 2, Romeo Charlie Lima, K2RCL. It's Russell out of Tigerville, and I'll be negative and negative.
I'm going to strike out of that. Be like Chad. I'm going to keep calling today. Quit coming back to me. That was K2RCL, Mr. Russell, up there in Tigerville. Glad you got checked in, Russell. I hadn't heard too much on the air here lately, but I know you ain't like some of us. You have to work for a living. Man, I wish I was able to get back to work, but appreciate you checking in, Russell. Anybody else? I'll wait through the alphabet. Alpha 3Z, A3Z, please call K4OIM or net control.
For OIM or net control. Oh, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you all. All on the net.
At KI4DOS, that's my good friend Gary over in Easley. Gary will be the one calling the net tomorrow night, and he'll have the swap net. I'm sure Gary would like to have you check in with him and buy some of the things off of his swap book or either list something for sale on there. And Mr. Gary is over in Easley, and he brings along his lovely bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY. I'm getting worried about you there, Gary. Waiting the last to check in. Alpha through Delta, I don't think I had about 4 check-ins in that group tonight, maybe 5. And I couldn't figure out where Mr. Gary was. Don't matter. Better late than never. Thanks for checking in and tell Miss Joy I said hello, Gary.
I will do that. You sounded good on the sideband then tonight. I just got my antenna back in the air today.
You and Chad checked you in on the sideband then tonight. And I heard y'all talking before the net started. I didn't know which one you had down, but glad you got it back up, Gary. Anybody else? Alpha 3 Zulu, please call K4OIM or net control. K4OIM, now securing the formal portion of the room of the net, with my thanks for all that checked in with me tonight. All stations wishing to secure now may do so. We will now begin the right shoe portion of the dock for check-ins in between the right shoe. When I got up, the only one I got up in the slack for right shoe is Mr. John, KN4RJN, up there in Brown Summit. How you doing, John? And how's the dog?
This is KN4RJN. I'm doing all right, Walt. How about you? Your voice sounding better. How's the rest of you doing?
I'll be all out for a day
you too is this today has been rough. It seemed like my mouth has bothered me more today than it has since I got the infection. And then on top of that, my daughter babysitted my, let me, my great-grandkids, the two grandkids this weekend, and the little five-year-old girl laying around whining all day yesterday. And my granddaughter took her doctor's day, and she's got that COVID virus.
This is KN4RJN. I'm sorry to hear that, Walt. I'll be thinking about her. Hope she's... The younger ones tend to do a little bit better, but depending on the variant, that's just horrible to hear. I'm sorry to hear that. Otherwise, how are things?
Going just smooth. I've had both of my shots and had the booster. I might do what President Trump suggested. I might start drinking me some. That Lysol disinfect. It kills germs on the counter. Why wouldn't it kill them in your bodies, huh?
This is KN4RJN. Well, it'll definitely kill, but I'm not sure that's what you want to do. I make it a habit of not taking medical advice from politicians, but that's just me. But we got a little snow up this way. Did you get any down your way?
No, but boy, we had some bad thunderstorms. And really rough wind. It blowed one of my solar panels away. I went out there and found it in the woods, and thank God it didn't crack it. It pulled the wire loose. I can solder that and waterproof it back. If I wasn't going to fool with it today, it was pretty cold here. I didn't think it was ever going to get up to 40. I think it only got up to about 45 today. When I come down here in the shack this morning, right here on the lake, it was 23 degrees. Yeah, I turned all four burners on the stove on and then turned my electric heat on in here. Put me on a pot of coffee. It was so cold the cats didn't even want to come out and eat this morning, John. So that's pretty doggone cold. KN4RJN, K4OIM.
This is KN4RJN. Well, roger that. It's got to be cold if the cats don't want to eat. But, yeah, we got, I guess it was Monday night. It rained, and then it got cold, and then it started snowing. We got the good, you know, inch and a half anyway. Which wasn't, you know, too terrible bad, except that then it got up warmer that afternoon, melted everything, and then got cold last night and refroze everything. So there were some slick spots on the roads this morning, but fortunately I didn't have to go anywhere this morning. But, yeah, we had some pretty good winds, too. It was it knocked down a few power lines and put some power out in a few places, but we survived. So it's, you know, it is what it is. It is winter, after all. We get that sort of thing up here, and every once in a while it sneaks its way down your way, but things going good. I got a little procedure I got to have done on Thursday, no big deal. Hopefully that won't put me down for too long, but other than that, we're doing good, and I just wanted to check on you and make sure you were still breathing and doing okay down there. It's always good to talk to you, Walt. I'm going to back on out of here and say 73s to everybody, and Happy New Year. A little late, but such as it is. And you take care of yourself. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4OIM. All right, John. Always a joy to hear from you. And be looking forward to talking to you next week or sometime in between, John. Thanks for the call, and thanks for getting checked in with me. I'll go through here again and see if I can get another one or two. Anyway,
anybody want to check in to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society 2 meter net, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Right, if I missed anybody for comments, I know Chad, you down here for the round table, but is anybody else want to stick around for comments before I close the net out? No, I haven't heard anything. So at this time, I will file my net report electronically, and I will be right back to close the net down. K4OIM now securing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. With my thanks for all that checked in with me tonight. Enjoy talking to all of you. We're all like family, and I miss it when somebody don't check in. It makes me wonder if they done got the virus or something's going wrong in the family. So I really appreciate y'all checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night, and God bless. NUE K4OIM, what's on your mind, Chad?
K4OIM, KO4NUE. Walt, I'm just going to drop by and let you know. I got to meet Andy tonight, KI4LZI. And we met up at the Pickens County EOC. And what a pleasure to meet him. Me and Chris both got to meet him, and that was just a good experience.
Cool with Andy. I've only met him at one time at the Brothers Hamlet in Spartanburg. And seems like every time I got an opportunity to meet him somewhere, something goes wrong with my truck, or either I got a babysitter or something. Yep, I think we're a little Andy. So, how's your family been doing, Chad?
Doing pretty good, I guess. We got a little bump in the road last week, but we got it straightened out. But other than that, Andy brought me some old handbooks that he found at a flea market some time back. And I've had a chance to look through one of them, just kind of thumb through it, and found a set of plans on how to build a fan dipole. I think that's probably what I'm going to try next. And pretty informative article, really. But I like the way that looks, and I think I'm going to give it a shot.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that'll try your patience. I've been talking to a guy here lately. After we closed the net out, there's some guys down there in Georgia get on here, and they talk up to 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And one of them is building a fan dipole. I've got a 5-band fan dipole here that I ordered from DX Engineering. You talk about something that'll try your patience. You string that thing out, and you adjust the 80-meter band for the lowest SWR. Then you go and adjust your 40-meter band. And when you get it right, you go back and check the 80, and you gotta go back and reset it, and then go back to 40 because you done moved that above and retune it. And then when you go to 20, it really gets aggravated because then you gotta go back with 40 and 80. And when you get to 15 and on down to 10, and you're running back and forth each ends of that thing, but boy, once you get it up working, that is one fantastic antenna, Chad. K04NUE, K4OIM.
Well, I guess if it's worth having, it's worth working for. So I'm gonna give it a shot. I've got an idea how I'm gonna do it and how I'm gonna lay it out and things like that. But I just it. Just a really good book, you know. It's, I think the date on it was 89. But just pretty much written in plain English with some pretty simple looking diagrams, you know. You got the instructions on there on how to tune it, and it does reference that, you know, it's a little bit tricky to get it tuned, but I'm gonna give it a shot, see how it goes, you know. It might take me a while to get it straight, but I'll figure it out.
Noticed last week there's a guy on Facebook Marketplace had the ARRL handbook from 1948. Man, I jumped on that thing and it was gone before I could get it, Chad. I'd give anything to get a hold of that 1948 handbook.
Did you get outbid, Walt, or you just didn't, wasn't quick enough?
Well, I mean, I was there when the thing popped up. And I went to it, and it done been sold. But, man, I liked how I had it. I wish I knew who bought it. It won't, but it's either $10 or $15 for it, and it looked like it was in real good shape. But, man, I'd like to get a hold of that book. I sat down here yesterday, and this old DX-302 receiver, I got over at AK's estate sale. I fooled with that thing, and ain't no need in trying to buy parts for them, because you ain't going to get them. And I got boxes of circuit boards that a friend of mine gave me. He got to where he couldn't see it. He had circuit boards in there with all new components on it. And I found enough capacitors in that box to get that old DX-302 up and on there. I'm tickled to death of that. I hate to put used parts in something I'm working on. I wouldn't do it if it was something I was working on fixing for somebody. But this is my old boat anchors. But he's got circuit boards back there. He built amplifiers and all for his, well, for himself and his brothers and all. They all played music. I'm talking about audio amplifiers, not RF amps. But he had circuit boards in there. He had started on and quit and had got all kind of components on them. And most of them are computer-grade resistors and transistors, so I ain't that worried. They'll last in one of these boat anchors as long as I'm alive, Chad. KO4 in UE, K4OIM.
Well, like I said, I guess one of the books is, I don't know, it's probably two and a half inches thick, I guess. And the other one's about a half inch, maybe a little more thick, but, got some really good pictures and diagrams in there, and I'm going to take a look at them tomorrow, I guess. But anyway, I come up here this morning, Walt, I was going to tell you, I come up here this morning, had to get some firewood, visit with my cousin for a little bit, and left the house this morning, and got me a pint of milk out of the refrigerator, a can of salmon, and I believe it's an onion, I believe. No, it's milk and salmon. And got a truck this morning and left them laying on the table. Now, I've been out cutting firewood today, and I've been looking forward to that salmon stew all night, or for the evening meal. So come down here to the cabin, got the wood stove fired up, put my pan on there, got my potatoes and onions, you know, was boiling them and got them about the way I want them. And went out the truck, tore my truck apart trying to find my salmons, and I left them at home. So I had a can of chicken meat in here, so I threw that in there. Threw some peas in it, and you know, you get your heart set on something and you wanting it all day, and then you come, you know, it just didn't work out. I was talking to Gary about it this afternoon. I just ruined the whole, you know, ruined the whole thing, and tried to pawn it off on my cousin, and he wasn't having it.
Didn't you leave K4? Oh, I am. I don't know what you're talking about, but Ted, last night, yesterday evening, I went up with my daughters, and she said, "Daddy, I'm thinking about ordering pizza. You want some pizza?" I said, "Honey, that'd be the worst thing I could try to eat, and then if I did get it down, I'd be up all night throwing up with acid reflux." I said, "Oh, the heck with that. Y'all go ahead and order. I got me some oysters down there." She said, "Oysters? I ain't crazy about oyster stew. But I got some salmon." Man, she picked a big old salmon stew, Chad. I said, "Here and eat and eat." And went back up there and got another bowl of it. The cats are all at the door. They can smell that salmon. But I ate two big old bowls of salmon stew. We went over to Tadpole Fish Camp about 3 weeks ago. Yeah, I said, "I can't eat nothing with my throat the way it is." And I said, "Oh, yeah, I can. I can either get me some oyster stew or chicken stew or something." And I got a big bowl of oyster stew over there. I don't believe it was about $8. And Chad, that thing had more oysters in it than it had milk. And I eat and eat over there. I love a good oyster stew or a salmon stew.
I had me a can of evaporated milk. I grabbed it, salmon, and some clean clothes so I could go to the meeting tonight, and I left the milk and the salmon on the table to grab the clothes, and I wish I'd left my clothes and brought the salmon and milk, but I had some what you call cornstarch in here, and it's pitiful looking, and I said, "Well, maybe I'll add some of that cornstarch to it and make it look like it's milk in it," and that didn't work out too good either. It just got real thick and just not a good situation, and I'm still upset about oyster stew, the salmon stew, but you know, hey, I got it down enough to, you know, get by till breakfast in the morning, but, man, I hate to mess my stew up, but it'll be all right.
Is Miss Anna all right? She didn't check in tonight. Like I was telling Gary a while ago, somebody checked in, and I've been calling Ned long enough. I miss them when they don't check in. Is Miss Anna out of town or something, Chad?
She goes to a play. It's once a month, or maybe it's every 3 months. I don't know. Her sister's got season tickets to the, I think it's Greenville Little Theater. Not Greenville Theater, but I believe it's at the Peace Center. So she's gone with her sister tonight, and I forget the name of the play they're going to go see. But yeah, everything's good. She just, I couldn't check her in because she's not here with me, or near a radio, you know. But I'm sure she'll tell me all about it when the play is over.